I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, is here, and he has good news. Capstone, Bob, what's happened?
Capstone is entered lunar orbit despite the tumbling and the valve leak that they had problems, that they might have even lost the spacecraft on its way to the moon. CubeSat, MiniSat, this small sat satellite, the first CubeSat ever to go into lunar orbit, has now been the first spacecraft to also go into the type of orbit that the Lunar Gateway space station is supposed to go in. And that's its purpose. It's supposed to test that lunar orbit to see if it's the operations can work there. And so Capstone has successfully done so. The orbit is what they call a near rectilinear halo orbit, especially in a Lagrange point, so that it's somewhat stable, because most lunar orbits are not stable. And so this is an attempt to find a way to be in lunar space in a stable manner. And so Capstone's going to test that over the next few years. And it's an achievement because it was built by a private company for NASA, and it was managed by a private company called Advanced Space. These are the guys, this is not NASA who did this, these are the guys that ran the spacecraft, figured out the tumble and fixed it, and then were able to get it to operate and get into lunar orbit. And they were so successful in doing so, John, that they've won a contract now from the Air Force, $72 million contract, to build and operate another experimental lunar orbit called Oracle that will launch in 25 and do additional tests in lunar orbit with the CubeSat by Advanced Space, John.
Prosperity is the motive. All right, Bob. Now, Ingenuity, the most famous robot in the history of civilization. What is it inspired by?
I'm hurt. Hubble is hurt. You're not going to call it. Hubble's place has been taken by Ingenuity. Anyway, Ingenuity has completed 33 flights on Mars. It was supposed to do a 34th flight. As far as I can tell, it didn't do the flight as scheduled. It's not really a big deal. The chief engineer, Bob Balaram of Ingenuity, wrote up a short essay to talking about what it has accomplished and what that has meant for future Mars exploration. And I posted quotes from his essay on Behind the Black and discussed what this means. And what it means is the success of Ingenuity allowed, it convinced NASA managers and European Space Agency managers to change the sample return mission that was going to pick up samples from Perseverance. Rather than use a rover to go get the samples, they've decided they're going to use two helicopters copying basically Ingenuity to go with a robot arm and actually little wheels on their feet instead of just landers. And they're going to go and pick up the samples, those two little helicopters, and bring them back to the return send vehicle for bringing back to Earth. They're going to use helicopters for that. But more important, they're already beginning work on a large size Mars science helicopter that could do real research kind of similar to what Perseverance and Curiosity has done. And I have posted what apparently are the first images of potential landing sites, and those would be inside Valles Marineris, the biggest canyon in the solar system. You know, Balaram pointed out how helicopters have two advantages. They have a large range, and they can work in difficult terrain. And I guess it's a perfect place then to send them down into the bottom of this canyon, John.
And Bob, a detail here. It wasn't clear before Ingenuity that you could fly in the atmosphere of Mars. Is that correct? They were guessing.
That is correct. Ingenuity was a test to see if this would work. And it not only worked, it worked very well. So well that they're now planning big missions using helicopters.
Right.
It's going to replace rovers in the future, John.
Ingenuity, the George Washington of helicopters on the planet Mars. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.